Did you get some snow or ice damage on your home this winter? Hey, Jerry Morales from Allstate Insurance. How are you, Jerry? Good day.
Hey, John, how's it going? This is actually Jamie.
What did I say, Jeremy?
Jerry.
I think there was a baseball player.
Was an old Cubs player, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. You're not Jerry Morales? I thought I was talking to Jerry Morales.
Well, you know how it goes.
You should use that. I'll bet your insurance business would go way up if people thought they were dealing with Jerry Morales.
It might. It might. How you been?
Pretty good, actually. You and I were talking the other day, Jamie Morales, Allstate insurance agent, about what happens, because my condo building had a huge thick layer of ice and snow in February, early March. Everybody did, right? And then the unit just below that had a little tea-colored stain, and then some water was coming in. And you know, it was just the tiniest hole that we got repaired, but that's the way those things go. And I was thinking, well, we're screwed. We got to fix that thing. Fine. We got to pay for it. Fine. And then somebody said, I'll bet insurance would take care of that. Does insurance pay for that sort of thing?
Yeah, typically any damage that's caused due to an ice dam is covered for homeowners in particular. It's covered under the dwelling coverage. For condo buildings, it depends on what's in the bylaws, but it's usually either worked out between the insurance company and or the condo association.
Same for homeowners, too, though, I guess, right? I mean, would an inspector come out and look at it and go, yeah, that's what happened? Or do you just send a picture and say, it's obvious what happened?
Yeah, you know, ordinarily when a customer calls in and talks about ice damage or freezing, we'll work with them to kind of talk about how bad it looks, if they're getting any water penetrating inside the dwelling. If we need to open up a claim, we'll schedule for an inspector to come out. Ironically, you know, during the time frame we're in under COVID, a lot of insurance companies were not sending out adjusters right away. Mm-hmm. And then we would work with a customer to document everything that they could, taking photographs, if any mitigation work was done, to document that work and make sure that they have copies of the invoices. So it's very interactive between a customer and with our customers and with insurance companies. The best thing that I would say is always have an open dialogue between a customer and with the insurance companies.
I know this sounds crazy. It's 72 degrees outside, and it was 80 degrees yesterday, but I was listening to our radio station the last two Saturdays, and David Hochberg one day and Lou Manfredini the other day are still talking about people who are dealing with either mold issues or moisture issues or just damage that they experienced in February. So maybe now they're finally starting to file those claims. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that's about right. I mean, sometimes it takes a while for some of these issues to pop up and be noticed. One of the things that we recommend from an Allstate perspective with customers is, you know, if you find that you've had water penetrating the inside of your home, it's best to reach out maybe to a local chamber of commerce or maybe someone that knows someone that is in risk mitigation. Someone like a ServPro, for example, can come into your home and they'll use a reader for moisture to determine whether or not there's moisture behind the walls.
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes it happened and then you really don't know how extensive the damage is. Or maybe you want to wait until you get it fixed before you get more damage. So I think some folks have been kind of waiting to resolve this before they file a claim.
No, that is true. You know, the other thing that I would mention is, you know, now that we're in spring, why not create a checklist? So if you find that during the harsh winter that you had ice dam, but maybe not damage, or, you know, those 4-foot icicles hanging out from your gutter, now is the time to add to your checklist, taking a look at the insulation in your home, right? Because what happens during the wintertime, that heat will escape through the ceiling and into your attic. And that's what actually causes the thawing and freezing of that snow over time. So add to the checklist, reviewing your insulation, you know, checking for proper ventilation and your vents in your roof. Those are the types of things that I would recommend.
What if those stalactites of ice hanging from my gutters damaged my gutters? Would insurance also cover that?
Yeah, that would be something that ordinarily would be covered under our dwelling protection coverage.
That's not extra coverage? You don't pay extra for that?
No, it isn't. It's just standard. You know, anything associated with your dwelling, the outside of your home, the interior home, the halls and walls, that would all be considered dwelling protection coverage.
I can't believe that I don't know all of this, but I just thought, well, we're going to have to write a check. And maybe we will, because it would still have to, though, the repair would have to be greater than the deductible, right?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously when a customer calls us, you know, their Allstate agent, we'll walk them through the claims process. We'll actually try to identify what the extent of the damage is. When we get those phone calls, the first thing we say is try to mitigate any additional damage, right? Because it's important to try to minimize any additional damage that happens, in particular with water. Water can cause a lot of damage in a home.
Well, what about this? So then we hire a guy to fix that hole, but that was $600. And then maybe the roof guy came out and did an inspection, and that was another $300. And so now I'm already in for $900. And we still have to repair the stained walls. Would my insurance policy pay for those repairs that were made?
Yeah, that's a great question, John. I think probably the best thing to do is document and identify kind of ongoing expenses. A conversation with an Allstate agent would look something like this, right, or sound something like this. Let's make sure we're taking all the proper steps. Let's make sure we're documenting everything. We'll talk about what their deductible is, and then we'll inform them about, you know, what happens if they file a claim. The last thing any of us want to do is not inform our customers of all their options and implications, and that's really our job, right? As an Allstate agent, our jobs are to make sure that our customers are making informed decisions.
Right, because
in particular, when it comes to
here's what you're worried about. So say, I'm just going to make up some numbers here, but say it was $1,000 deductible. And with all of the repairs, it came to $1,100. We could file a claim and pay $1,000 and get you to pay $100. But does that now affect my rate? Maybe because of a claim, will the rate go up?
Yeah, potentially. So that's a great example. We would help them do the math, and then we would allow them to make kind of the final decision on what they want to do. Obviously, we're here to serve a purpose, and if a claim needs to be filed, we're more than willing to do that for on behalf of a customer.
Okay, Jamie Morales is on a phone line. He's an Allstate insurance agent. In fact, I think when we did one of our hometown tours, we talked to you at one of those events, right, Jamie?
Yeah, that's true. And not only that, I've been in studio with you. So being on the phone is good, but it's not as good as being in studio with you.
What with you being a famous Cubs player and all. So talk to me about the other side of the house then. Spring, we're going to get rain. Water's going to come in the basements. Do I need to buy an extra insurance rider for water damage in my basement?
Yeah, so if those of us that grew up in the city on the north side are, prone to maybe having water come in your basement when it rains a lot. Mm-hmm. So typically what we would do is we would add a coverage called water backup coverage for a home, and in particular if you have a sub pump or a basement. And that would handle any water that comes up through your pipes, your utility sinks, a sewer line, a sump pump area. So you would need to have water backup coverage in order for that to be a covered item.
But I thought there were instances, though, where my homeowner's insurance policy would cover some water in the basement.
If it's as a result of maybe a pipe bursting, that would be covered under your dwelling protection coverage. If it's as a result of water penetrating your home from a sewer line or a utility sink, that would require coverage under water backup.
What about those window wells in half basements that can sometimes gather water and then water comes in there?
That typically is not something that's covered under a homeowner policy within the industry. Something like that would need to be covered under maybe a flood policy. Consider, if you will, water coming into your home like a waterfall. That's typically not something that's covered in your standard homeowner policy. And also seepage. Seepage isn't something that's usually covered under a homeowner policy.
I get that. What if there's a crack in the wall and that's where the water's coming through?
Yeah, I would move quickly to get that sealed. Obviously, there's a lot of services out there that would help kind of insulate your walls.
Oh, sure. I know that. PermaSeal is one of them. But what about the coverage on that? Would that be something that my insurance would pay for?
That's not something that's typically covered under insurance.
Could I get an insurance with this other rider that you were talking about cover that sort of thing?
Actually, it wouldn't. It's just as the example that I gave a few minutes ago. It would need to be water that's coming into the home, similar to like a water fountain effect, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, this is a good start. I think I'm going to call you again in a couple months, Jamie, when this becomes less hypothetical. But I think we're on the cusp of that. It's going to rain in the next few days here. And hopefully we won't have major events. But it's good to think about these things, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely now is the time to consider those things and do an evaluation. I think, you know, when you and I spoke last, I said just add it to your checklist for spring cleaning, right? All these things can be reviewed. Give your Allstate agent a call. Have them do a review of your coverages. And let's make sure that you're adequately protected.
Jamie Morales is an Allstate insurance agent. He's a pretty good one. Thanks, Jamie. I appreciate your time today.
Hey, John, take care.
Stay well.